I'm Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Soul School. This is lesson 23, and it's called Using Fertile Soil for Your Own Rebirth. This is also part of a rebirth theme that I'm doing for SYN Create, with James Prescott and other creators. If you want to participate and do any kind of creation on the theme of rebirth in March, please create something and use the hashtag SYNCreate. Put it out on Facebook or Twitter, or let us know on the Facebook page, SYNCreate, and we will try to spread around what you are doing with a theme. It's our way of working together around a theme, and we feel that we are more powerful and more able to share with the world together than we are as individuals. And so that's kind of our way of encouraging creation and encouraging each other. For this lesson, I wanted to talk about fertile soil and what it takes to have fertile soil in our lives, using something that I noticed really recently as I was driving around. Where I live, there are a lot of farms, and right at this time of year in March, there's something really obvious happening on these farms. As you're driving around, you are overwhelmed by stench. It stinks on these farms. As you're driving past, you are overwhelmed by the smell of, well, it's a four-letter word. I'll just say animal excrement. You hold your breath as you drive by. It is powerful and it stinks. What's happening, of course, is that the farmers are preparing the soil for seeds. The soil has to be ready. It has to be prepared. You can't just plant seeds anywhere and expect a good harvest. You have to do a lot of work to prepare the soil. It gets depleted after a crop. The cheapest and by far the best for quantity and quality is use animal excrement for this type of fertilizer. You have to do a lot ahead of time to make sure you have what you need so the seeds have nutrients. And so I was really struck by this concept is really true in our lives too, in a spiritual sense, for rebirth. These waste products, this compost, the decay, these things serve purposes that we don't assume they do at first. We might think this is useless stuff. This is stuff we want to distance ourselves from or avoid. They actually serve extremely important purposes. As we think of finding rebirth and new life in our own lives spiritually or maybe relationally or maybe physically or in any other really important way, we have to pay attention to something we might not want to pay attention to. We might need to pay attention to something really smelly or really awful that's happened to us. The fertilizer maybe that's happened to us. Or something in our past or something that we don't want to look at in our own lives. It's not just something we should try to bury or get rid of or pretend that didn't happen or pretend that doesn't even exist now. It's something that we need to use, and something we literally use as nutrients to surround the seeds of new life to get a much better harvest. And maybe it's a time right now for you of planting seeds for a new harvest in your own life. And are you ready to plant something new to have spring of a certain kind in your life? If we're ready to do that, we need to face some of this fertilizer that's happened. Maybe it's even happening right now, or maybe it's something we don't want to look at, whether it's a mistake or a failure, or maybe it's some sort of abuse in our past, or something we hope doesn't surface, or just something we're ashamed of. We don't have to be ashamed of our past. It's part of the fertilizer for creating new life. We don't have to regret our mistakes. We just have to learn from them and make them the fertilizer for a better harvest. Don't be stopped what you feel is essentially the excrement of your situation. Remember that new life springs from what would be ordinarily, what seems to really stink and what seems to be useless. It's this really potent paradox that something so good can come from something that is so seemingly not good. It's a truth of redemption, and it's woven right into the nature of nature itself. And we need to live into that truth, my friends. We need to live right into it. It's a metaphor for us, for sure, but it's something we can take in as a truth to live out. And be encouraged to plant your seeds, even in the filth that you find, and keep gardening until you see new life. I'm rooting for you in that, and I think that that is a call for all of us. What we think of as the worst of a situation or the worst in our past, whatever that might be, we know that that excrement, whatever it is, we can see it as the worst and the filth and the waste and the stuff we want to keep extremely far away from us, this thing that stinks. Or we can think of it as, you know what? That stuff that is extremely valuable and useful, and it will make things grow. Without it, that seed isn't going to have enough nutrients to grow, create new life, and new harvest in my life. It's like a paradigm shift that happens, and how we determine what the situations and circumstances in our life were meant for. And finding meaning in those things can change everything. Finding meaning for what has happened to us and what it can motivate us toward can literally change everything and how we see ourselves moving forward and finding new life. In the bonus material for this lesson, which you can find at sparkmymuse.com, I will lay out some really concrete ways for doing just that, finding new life and the steps you can take for making that fertilizer the best place to put these new seeds to find new life. You can head over to Spark My Muse to access that material. And then you can also find out how to be a part of the Spark My Muse community called Varsity Club at the same time. Just go to the website and find lesson 23 to get that material. And it'll make this whole gardening process for you a lot easier. And my blessings go to you today. Come back next Wednesday for another Soul School.